Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for April 13th, 2023. I'm Naima Latif, and today we share with you the press conference held at the Chicago Shedd Aquarium on the lakefront, a beautiful site for the announcement that Chicago has been named the 2024 Democratic National Convention hosting city. This announcement was made with all of the fanfare befitting such an occasion, with the presence of Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Chicago Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson, and also the chairman of the Democratic National Committee. This is going to be quite a historic convention, as are they all. But one of the issues that is constantly being the subject of discussion is Chicago's preparedness to host such an event, given its challenges with crime, violence, and other public safety issues that were so high up on the ladder of concern during the recent mayoral election. But on Wednesday, April 12th, the public announcement was made, and so now we'll share with you those remarks and some of the issues addressed in the process of preparing Chicago to be the host city.
CEO at the aquarium, and I'm very pleased to welcome you all for this glorious Illinois Day, a momentous day to celebrate an event for Chicago, Illinois, and on the world stage showcase our world-class Midwest hospitality. The Shedd Aquarium is home to 32,000 animals. None of them political animals. Until today, I guess. We extend our mission to nearly 2 million guests every year, and hundreds and thousands of more in Chicago communities, and multiple millions online. We are proud to be a leader with our partners on the vibrant cultural, economic, and tourism fabric of this amazing Mile High City. We are also happy to be partners with the city and the state on anything, and all the attention that is so deserving of our city and our state. So welcome to this beautiful day and a wonderful celebration. And with that, welcome the Honorable Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Well, it's a great day to be in Chicago, and it's a great day to be here. My job is simply to say thank you to a lot of folks, so indulge me while I do that. Looking out in this beautiful day, looking out at the skyline, I think demonstrates why it's so important that this convention is coming to Chicago. Let me start by telling you that this dream and this quest began well over a year ago, and the spark was lit by our incredible Senator, Tammy Duckworth, also Vice Chair idea to us and to me and my team, and we sprang into action, because of course when a senator asks you to do something, you better get to it right away. So first thanks have to go to Senator Duckworth for making sure that Chicago was in the mix in in this conversation around the convention. So we can applaud her. No break. And of course, we have to thank President Biden, Vice President Harris, and the entire DNC team. We have said throughout this process that the road to reelection to the Biden-Harris for another term has to go through the Midwest. We're happy that that message resonated, and so, so very grateful to the president for making this decision. But also, of course, we've got to thank our great DNC chair, Jamie Harrison. I think we have burned up every inch of goodwill that we've had with them. Many of the people I'm looking at in this audience, how many times has he gotten a call with a 312 or a 773 area code? Probably too many to count. But we are grateful for his leadership, for our party, and we're grateful and honored that Chairman Harrison and the technical team and the folks at the DNC saw through, I think, very competitive and compelling bids by our sister cities in Atlanta, in New York. But we are, of course, grateful that they made the right decision and chose Chicago. So thank you, Chairman Harrison. I also want to give thanks to Governor Pritzker and his team. We have all worked seamlessly to make sure... that we put together a united bid. This is important because, look, it takes all of us. It's going to take a village to make sure that we showcase this city on the highest stage. We couldn't have done this without Governor Pritzker and his team. So thanks also goes to the governor. Thank you, JB. I also have to thank Jerry Reinsdorf, Rocky Words, and the United Center team, particularly Terry Savarese. I will tell you, every single time we needed to demonstrate our ability to make it happen and that we had the bona fides, we had the team to be able to pull off a world-class convention, the United Center team stood tall and really brought it home every single time. I've said this to both Jerry and Rocky and to Terry and the rest of the team. You are what made the difference in this bid, and we are super grateful to the United Center team. So let's say thanks to them as well. And of course, we know that the McCormick Place is going to play a big and important role in the day-to-day operations of the convention. So thanks also to Loretta Clark and the team at MPAA for everything that they have done. Thank you also to Choose Chicago, our chair, executive director, Lynn Osman, and our board chair, Glenn Eden. You're going to be busy, folks. You're going to be busy marketing this convention. I also want to thank the hotel and hospitality community, and specifically Michael Jacobson of the Hotel Association, Sam Toya of the Restaurant Association, but the entire hospitality and tourism community here in Chicago. Again, an integral part of this bid in demonstrating that we can make this happen. So you also are going to be very busy, but thank you, as always, for your incredible partnership. I would be remiss if I didn't also thank the city commissioners and staff who worked so hard throughout the RFP process to ensure that we were submitting a winning bid and demonstrating our bona fides as a great city, a city that worked together and collaborated and really demonstrated, I think, the values and reflected the values of the Biden-Harris administration. I thank the team, all the city commissioners, all the staff that worked tirelessly to make this happen. I also want to particularly call out the tireless efforts of my senior aide, Kelsey Nolf. Anybody who was around this bid knows that Kelsey worked tirelessly to make this happen. It's been an honor and pleasure, and it wouldn't have happened without her. So thank you, Kelsey. We also have to thank our friends in organized labor, and here in Chicago, led by Bob Ryder of the Chicago Federation of Labor. More to say in a moment about that, but Bob, the team, the statewide AFL did a tremendous job, not only during the bid process itself, but also in making sure that the White House and the president and everybody else knew this is a labor town and that we have to get it done for organized labor. So thank you all so much. Some of you may or may not know this, but we also had great support from our colleagues, other electeds across the entire Midwest, from governors to mayors, and all kinds of stakeholders from Minnesota to Michigan. We demonstrated that the Midwest is united in making sure that this bid was successful. And I've got to thank all of our colleagues and partners from across the Midwest who joined with us and enthusiastically supported this bid for Chicago. So thank you to our partners. And I also have to thank the leaders of the host committee, Michael Sachs, Jesse Ruiz, and Michelle Harris, and all the other folks who signed up to say, yes, we are going to get it done for Chicago. We're pledging not only our time, our commitment, our resources, but our reputation to say that this is the right thing to do. So thank you so much, and all the other donors who made the commitment. Now's the time to write those checks. Bring it home. Reasons why this convention is important in Chicago, and let me just highlight a couple. Number one, this convention will bring an opportunity to showcase the beauty and the truth of this great city on a global stage. We have too many things out there in the mouths of pundits and critics who talk about our city in a way that is unrecognizable to us who live here. This will help us right that wrong and tell the truth about the best city in the United States, bar none, the city of Chicago. I think this convention is also important to the city of Chicago because all of the value statements that are core to the Biden-Harris administration around equity and inclusion, wealth building, and making sure that working men and women are respected, Chicago is proof positive. We are the incubator. We are the leaders. And we will be able to have an opportunity to showcase that and highlight that the things that the Biden-Harris administration stand for are deeply embedded into everything that we are here in the city of Chicago. That's an exciting opportunity. And I mentioned before, as the birthplace of organized labor, we are happy to not only highlight that history, but to showcase our present and our future and how we turn value statements into concrete, tangible actions on behalf of the working men and women of the city, and we are excited about telling that story, too. So I'm confident that the work that we have done to get to this point, to bring everyone together and demonstrate how we work well together, this convention is going to go down in history as the best ever. It's going to be the best run. It's going to be the most efficient. We're going to bring it in on time and on budget. And we are going to activate the post-convention bump that is going to lead to a resounding victory for President Biden and Vice President Harris. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to bring up truly the man of the hour, and that is our DNC chair, Jamie Harris.
And those remarks by Mayor Lori Lightfoot. As Chicago makes its announcement on the lakefront that it is the site of the 2024 Democratic National Convention. And now we hear remarks from the DNC chair, Jamie Harris. And, of course, the mayor made mention of the many partners that were involved in this decision to have Chicago be the site for the Democratic Convention. And the fact that it is affecting the entire Midwest, the neighboring states, were also part of that partnership. And now remarks from DNC Chair Jamie Harris.
I will say that I gave out Chicago pens to all the folks who are visitors, but I kept a special one for Chairman Harris. So this is our Chicago flag, but encased in a heart. And that's really, I think, what this day is about, the heart of our city, the love of our city, and I want to make sure that I pass on that gift to Chairman Harris.
So give it up one more time for your great mayor. I can tell you this, she was key in terms of making this decision. Working with her and Governor Pritzker and all of your folks was so, so important. But Mayor, we are so grateful and thankful for your leadership and for making this happen. Just, folks, look at this beautiful view. I am thrilled to be here in Chicago, the host of the 2024 Democratic National Convention. I want to start by thanking my friends up here with us today, Governor Jamie Pritzker, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson, Senator Jamie Douglas, and all of your elected officials, many of your elected officials and community officials here in Chicago and across Illinois. I want to thank your congressional delegation, many who are longtime friends, aunties and aunts. I see Jan Schakowsky here, Congressman Danny Davis, Bobby Rush. My remarks are flying all about. And Chicago, Windy City is on mark today. But the entire congressional delegation for all that you all do. I want to thank State Party Chair Liz Hernandez, our DNC Hispanic Caucus Chair Iris Martinez, but I also want to particularly thank a good friend, the former State Party Chair and Congresswoman Robin Kelly, for all her hard work on this bid as well. Robin worked very, very hard with this entire delegation to make this happen. I also want to thank and recognize several DNC officers, my colleagues and friends who are here today. Vice Chair Ken Martin, who is here. Secretary Jason Reed, who is here. And of course, our finance chairman, our money man, Chris Cord, is also here. Thank you all for your friendship and your partnership. You all have been relentless advocates for Chicago and such great partners throughout this process, and we are so excited to have you as our convention host next August. I also want to take a moment to thank the three other cities that were in the running: New York and Mayor Adams and Governor Hochul, Atlanta, Mayor Dickinson and Congresswoman Nikiva Williams, and Houston with Mayor Sylvester Turner. I want to thank them for all of their hard work. Folks, it was a hard decision because each of these cities would have been extraordinary hosts, and they told a compelling story about our country and the values of the Democratic Party. And I just want them to know that we are so grateful for them and their friendship and their leadership, and we are looking forward to working with them to showcase their cities in other capacities. And I would be remiss if I didn't thank our team at the DNC, led by Alex Hornbrook. I don't give the title of real deal to too many people, but Alex Hornbrook is the real deal. Alex, thank you so much for your leadership. And I want to thank our technical advisory group. If you're a part of the DNC Technical Convention Advisory Group, raise your hand. Folks, these people have decades of experience doing conventions. And they came in and they kicked the tires. They looked under the hood. They came up with the pros and the cons. They grilled folks. And in the end of the day, they gave us their best assessment on which city would make the best city to host the next convention. So I want to thank them for their work. And then we have a number of our DNC members, our staff here, and I want to thank them all for all of the hard work as well. On behalf of the Democratic Party, my friends, we are thrilled to bring the Democratic Convention back to the Midwest. This region was critical to President Biden and Vice President Harris's 2020 victory. We won big here in 2022, and it will be a part of how we win big again in 2024. This region will also give us the opportunity to showcase the Biden-Harris economic agenda that is unleashing a manufacturing boom, strengthening U.S. supply chains, creating good-paying union jobs, and expanding economic opportunities. There is so much to be excited about hosting the convention here in Chicago. You know, in 2020, we unfortunately did not get the opportunity to celebrate President Biden and Vice President Harris's election in the way we wanted to because of the pandemic. We didn't have the typical convention in 2020. We didn't have the typical inauguration in 2021. So I know we are all even more excited this time around and extra eager to give our president and our vice president the celebration that they missed out on, a celebration we know Chicago will deliver on. You know, when we first set out on our site selection process, I said that we were looking for a turnkey operation, and I'm confident that Chicago will deliver on that with a successful convention and a memorable experience for our delegates, our guests, and members of the media, but also for the community of Chicago. Two things that are really, really important to me is to make sure, because the DNC is not just a political organization. Folks, we are a community organization. We need to know the challenges, the hardships, but also the things that the folks in our communities want to achieve. And when this convention comes to Chicago, we expect for it to be a full Chicago convention where we are working with everybody, that the businesses that we are working with represent the diversity of the Democratic Party. Tanisha Williams, who is our director of DEI, is here. And that shows you that we are, from day one, we want to make sure that the dollars that flow out of this convention are flowing into all of our communities, not just a select. But I'm going to wrap this up with a personal note. Why do conventions matter? So I'm the third African-American chair of the DNC. First was Ron Brown. Then we had Donna Brazile. And now a little round-headed boy from Orangeburg, South Carolina, me. One of my first political moments that I can remember was in 1988. I was 12 years old, and it was the 1988 convention. And on the stage was Chicago and South Carolina's own, Jesse Jackson, Reverend Jesse Jackson. And the Rev was on the stage, and he was talking about hope. And he was inspiring a whole new generation to get involved, to take control, to make sure that hope was available for their generation and generations to come. 12-year-old Jamie was sitting there watching, taking it all in. And now 47-year-old Jamie, the son of a teen mom, the grandchild of someone who dropped out of school in 8th grade and one who dropped out of school in 4th grade, is now going to gavel in the convention right here in Chicago. Yeah. Good convention quote. We'll showcase our president and our vice president, but it will show the world what the Democratic Party is all about. At the Republican announcement, they don't have the diversity that you see right here at the Democratic announcement. We are America, and you will see America on full display when the president and the vice president once again accept their nominations and course over to re-election. Thank you all so much for the hospitality, and we are looking forward to celebrating right here in Chicago. Well, it is indeed my pleasure to bring up to the stage someone who is also not only your senator, but she's a DNC vice chair as well. The amazing senator from the great state of Illinois, Senator Tammy Duckworth.
And those remarks by DNC Chairman Jamie Harris. And as he pointed out, The Democratic Party represents diversity. And as the officials prepare for the upcoming convention in Chicago, they look forward to celebrating the president and vice president in a way that was not possible during the pandemic, because so many things were altered as a result of health concerns. And so this convention represents a return to the great expectation of a gathering, a celebration, and an organized effort to galvanize voters and to ensure that the city is an able host for such an affair. Here are a few remarks from Senator Tammy Duckworth, also a key person in the securing of Chicago for the Democratic National Convention.
Thank you, Chairman Harrison. Well, it's great to be here, everyone. I really want to make sure to thank some of the folks who did the real hard work. I'm excited, and I'm so glad that the chairman is excited. We cannot wait to bring the word to Chicago and Chicago to the world in 2024. But I also want to thank the folks who really did the nitty-gritty. Thank you to Kate.
Tammy Duckworth speaking in Chicago as the announcement was made that Chicago is the site of the 2024 Democratic National Convention. You can learn more about this announcement on the On Air Daily News website. Go to www.onaireverywhere.com. That's www.onaireverywhere.com. I'm Naima Latif. And until tomorrow, continue to enjoy the rest of your day.